quarterback that can move around, and then also defensively, they're big and physical and strong, and we've played teams like them and had success. So, you know, we've just got to go out and execute our plan better, and I think, you know, we'll be fine.
Are your guys responding well in practice this week?
I think we had yesterday our best Tuesday practice of the year, and it was something that, it's amazing, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And we had to change our practice plan yesterday because we had freshmen that were going to be, they had to go over on campus for the second half of practice. And so we had to move everything up and move it around. And it really actually worked out better. It kind of brought a little bit of a new freshness to the practice plan, and our kids really responded well. We're thinking about doing it again today. So,
hey, whatever works, man.
You know, that's the way things happen is things happen by necessity, and then all of a sudden you figure out, hey, that wasn't bad. But they have. They've responded very well this week. I'm really proud of them, and I really believe that we'll put our best foot forward Saturday.
Special weekend, Coach. I know you've been involved in the football program for a number of years, and one of your own is going into the Hall of Fame. Jeff Christensen, one of the best quarterbacks in school history.
I tell you what, the records that he set around here and the things that he did, and then also, you know, went on and played after, and then has done since, after his career playing, just very impressive. And I'm really looking forward to meeting him.
Got to be an inspiration for the guys, a small-town kid from Gibson City.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Well, best of luck, Coach. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.